Rescuers in Indonesia moving on to the next phase of operations after reporting no signs of life at the site of where a school collapsed in East Java. At least five people were killed when the building came down on Monday. Teams will begin using cranes to lift concrete of the collapsed Islamic school in the town of Sidoarjo, with 30 ambulances set aside. They had successfully pulled five survivors from the rubble yesterday, but the operation has complicated after a magnitude 6.5 earthquake struck about 200 kilometers from the school. All survivors were immediately rushed to the regional hospital, with one needing special medical treatment. And CNA's Chatni Vadbani has more on the current situation.
I'm actually standing in front of the site of the collapse. If you see the building behind me that's green and gray, that is the Islamic boarding school. And within that compound is where the collapse happened. So the building that has collapsed is within the compound behind me. Now, at the briefing, rescuers said that they have evacuated a total of 108 students, 103 who are alive, and five is the death toll. So this has been nothing short of a mammoth task, an entire rescue effort by a joint task force, over 300 personnel who have worked tirelessly day and night around the clock, 24 hours in shifts, to sort of get to this point of where we are now at today. And earlier, officials said also that despite the number of students that they have evacuated, they also said that they are aware of what was previously reported as 59 missing students. Now, what they are doing, and what we saw also on the ground here, is we saw teams taking DNA from family members, from parents, and so on, in order for the rescuers to have that DNA on hand. And so what is happening is that while they remain hopeful that the number will be less, and they hope that those missing children will be found, they're hoping that, you know, perhaps it's just a case of a child that hasn't had their name taken down, for example, which is what happened in the past with some of in some cases of those missing children. They're hoping that not all 59 of them are buried under the rubble. That would be the absolute worst case scenario. And so a lot of parents are filled with a lot of dread at the same time, because that is their ultimate concern. They are extremely concerned, and they're extremely worried that their child will be one of those previously reported missing children who will be found under that rubble. And so what authorities are doing by collecting all of that DNA is that they are aiming for the fact that in the event that a body is found under the rubble, and if in the event that that body is dead, they are able to have DNA on hand to match the identity of the person, or rather the body.